You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We have a few announcements. We want to make sure that you are able to get connected to all that we have going on through Living Word Church. On Saturday, this Saturday coming up, the 13th, we are having a big outreach at Lakeview Park. So that is located in West Cocoa. And at the park, Lakeview Park, if you Google it, you could find the directions there. Lakeview Park, we're going to be having an outreach from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that's going to include free everything. We started doing free everything back in December. We've been doing it quarterly. And that's an opportunity for people to bring items that are still in good working condition and give them away for free to anybody who would like to receive them. So there'll be tables set up out there. If you have any items that you would like to donate that are in good working condition, that's the criteria. Now, this is not garbage, but stuff that is still in good working condition. We encourage you to bring, and you could stay with your items, and anything that's not given away, we ask that you take with you at the end of the event. So we've been advertising in that area, in the West Cocoa area. So we're hoping that a lot of people from that area will come and stop out to be able to partake in that event. We also have our outreach and our evangelism team that will be there. So as we're providing unto others, we're also going to be ministering the gospel. So it's an opportunity for those who want to give and for those who would like to receive to come. And you might be a giver and a receiver, because that happens all the time at Free Everything. You bring a bag of stuff, and then you end up seeing other people's stuff, and then you, oh, I needed that. Oh, that I like that. And then you take some other stuff, which is fine. That's why we're doing it. It's the community coming together and to share the love of Christ in a practical way. So it's no cost. It's Free Everything. It doesn't cost us anything except our time. And we're more than willing to sow that time for the gospel's sake. And all next week, we have Vacation Bible School Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that is specifically for children ages 5 to 11. Please register your children. You go to our Facebook page, and there's a post there that shares about Vacation Bible School. There's a flyer. It's the God of this universe. We are his handiwork. And there's a link there that you'll be able to click on so that you can fill out the Google form to register your child between the ages of 5 and 11 for Vacation Bible School. We left off yesterday in Acts chapter 10, Tuesday.
Yes.
And where we cut off, Pastor was reading in verse 7 and 8. So
yes,
we're going to pick up back there. Cornelius, he was praying, and the angel came to him and told him in verse 4, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. So now he gives a direction. The angel tells him something to do. So remember the title, When the Spirit Leads, Fruit Grows. So when the Spirit leads, we also have to follow.
Yes.
Right? So the Spirit is leading. The angel of the Lord is telling him, giving him a specific direction of something to do. So now he has to be willing to do it. Now send men to Joppa, verse 5, send for Simon, whose surname is Peter.
Right.
So Peter is a specific person in a specific location who is also having his own encounter with God.
Come on, we're going to read it, man. It's great. Yeah.
So he is having his encounter. Cornelius is having his encounter with God. And when they come together, it brings forth the will of God. So, you know, we're connected together through the Spirit. So we're always to be operating in our gifts, using our gifts to serve, because in doing so, we are answering other people's prayers and we are becoming an avenue for the power of God to work through. Verse 6 says, He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. So here's the angel telling him something to do, and then he's saying that in obedience to that directive is going to bring a man who is going to give you some more information.
Uh-huh.
See how all these things are strategically positioned, and it's only by obedience will they come together. You know, sometimes we pray for something, it doesn't happen automatically, and then we want to blame it on God. Yeah. Well, what different directives came to you? How did the Spirit lead you? Did you follow through to get from step to step to step to be able to get the information fully as what is needed and do what you have to do? Verse 7, and when the angel spoke to him, and when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier from among those who waited on him continually. So verse 7, that's powerful right there, because he immediately responded to the word. The angel came, talked to him, the angel left, so now Cornelius does the next step immediately. Sometimes that lag time allows different fear and disbelief to get in the way of what we're supposed to be doing. So we know God says something, then we don't respond to it, and then when we think again to, oh, let me follow through with what God said, well, we've allowed all this time, this space to get between that brings in indecisiveness, that allows fear and such to come in. So he immediately responds, and he says, hey, I need two of my household servants to be able to carry out this directive. So he's not just picking anybody. He's picking people who are trained, people who are loyal to him, people who waited on him continually. So there's benefit to serving the people of God.
Yes.
Because then when something is needed, we're in position to be able to carry out those directives. So he didn't just do a lottery to try to get somebody to fulfill this request. He called from those who were with him continually, those who served him faithfully, those who were loyal, who he had assurance that they can go and carry out what was asked of them to do. Verse 8, so when he had explained all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa. So he's given them a clear, decisive mission.
Look at verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Now this was up here, it was Cornelius,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So coming into verse 9, we're going to see Peter.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, verse 9, the next day as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the 6th hour. So we see these guys pray. Mm-hmm. Earlier on, we see Cornelius went to pray mm-hmm. around the 9th hour.
Mm-hmm.
Here we see Peter went to pray around the 6th hour. Mm-hmm. And both guys, in their prayer, something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Around the 6th hour. Then he became very hungry, physically hungry, and wanted to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, you know, I pray I'm hungry too. Have you been fasting? Yeah, you're hungry. Mm-hmm. You're praying to make you so hungry, but you're praying.
Mm-hmm.
He's praying and he's hungry for food. Okay. He wanted to eat. But while they made ready, So there are people, I guess he must have told them, you know, I'm praying, so make some food, man, because when I finish praying, I'm going to chow. Now time. Time to eat. Okay? But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Something happened. He's into a trance. And he saw the heaven open and an object like great sheet bound at the four corners descending to him and let down to the earth. So, Emily, you want to read 12 down?
Yeah. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat."
Stop it. Okay. Here's the deal there, guys. He prayed, and this guy all of a sudden is really hungry. And they were making food for him. And in that process, he went into a trance. And in there, it's all about food now. He saw these animals. And these animals is food. You hungry? Here's food. And the voice says, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." So if you're hungry and there's food, what should you do? You go eat. Let's say if Peter, you know, because we know he was hungry. That's the point I'm making. It was like, oh, I'm not so hungry, so rise, eat. No, I was okay. No, we know for sure. That's why the Bible is so specific, guys. It the statement before tell us clearly that Peter was a hungry man and ready to eat food. And now you fall in a trance and you see these four-footed animals and the voice says, now eat. You're hungry. Let's see if he...
So as hungry as Peter was, he said, but Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean."
Yeah.
And the voice spoke to him again the second time. "What God has cleansed you must not call common." This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again.
Okay. So, Dad, you want to go on that? Because this is so good.
So that was religious.
Yes.
Right? That was religious. He says, "For I have never eaten anything common or unclean." So those animals, what he saw on that sheet that came down, and it also makes mention the four corners descended to him and let down on the earth, it was filled with what would have been considered ceremonially unclean. It was on the no, don't eat this list from the law in the Old Testament. But the Lord is saying to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." So he's trying to share with Peter through this trance, through this encounter with God, that some of the religious limitations that Peter had in his mind, or actually all the religious limitations that he had in his mind, were no longer so. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Let's uplift our veterans by assuring them that help is available and recovery.